Blog Talk Radio.
Esa eina yelharim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'imad ose shamayim va'aret aliten lamot radlecha ayanu shomrecha. Hine lo yanum, yanum, velo ishan, shomer Israel. Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzircha, al yad yeminecha. Yomav ha-shemesh, lo yakeka, ve'yareach balayla. Hashem ishmorcha mikol ra, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עושה שמיים בארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם תירך, על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. השם שומרך, השם תירך, על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings. Let's all be alive because we want to stay alive in Torat Chaim, instructions of life, Torat Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torat Rachim, instructions of mercies. This is now, in fact, the 278th class of Soul Class. We'll be featuring our discussion today and our humble efforts, four types of human beings. But before we do that, blessed souls, I just want to point out, you just listened to Yosef Karduner, a fine Breslov Chosid from the Holy Land of Meditation, Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land. And he sang what is known as a cappella, meaning during this time, which is called the Omer, the Sfira to Omer. It's actually a partial type of mourning that we engage in, which hopefully we'll discuss at future shows. But the song that he was singing was a composition rooted in a psalm by Naim Yisrael, Zmirat Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, King David. And I just like to read those words because it's something that we need to remind ourselves and hopefully share with others who need to be learning it for the first time somewhere in this blessed creation, in this generation, a revelation for each and every nation. A Song of Ascents, chapter 121. It only has brief 8 verses, then we'll get into, hopefully, into the meat and potatoes of the show, virtually speaking. A song of ascents, I lift my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? My help will come from the Creator, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot falter. Your guardian does not slumber. Indeed, the garden of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Creator is your guardian. The Creator is your protective shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Creator will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Creator will guard your going and your coming from now and for all time. A prophetic composition and a blessing from the Melech Yisrael, King of Israel, in those days, and hopefully to be fully actualized with the speedy revelation of Ari Yeshua Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, the Mashiach, the righteous Messiah, who will be a teacher and a king and a prophet to lead the human family experience peacefully and pleasantly into universal redemption. But also, before I want to start, I want to send out warm regards to a Facebook friend. Because of her humility, she gave me the option of mentioning her name or not, but I just want to give some feedback from her that I want to share with the Blessed Souls, that she is calling in, she is listening in from North Carolina. So good morning, ma'am, RV. And she mentioned in a private message to me this morning, mere minutes before the show, and this is what she had to say, quote, "Just listening to what is being said is refreshing and makes my day so much brighter. Our program is such a blessing." And she originally wrote, "your program," but Blessed Souls, this is really talking about our program. And hopefully later this morning, in about 10 or 12 minutes, we might be joined by a special guest from La Conta, Florida. But let's see if he will call in. If anyone wants to call in by the halfway point, which is 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, here on Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, you can do so at 1-347-838-8669. Greetings and blessings, Blessed Souls. 2 days after the conclusion of the Festival of Matzah, freedom, redemption, we reflect upon 4 general forms of mental slavery, some more negative than others, some more positive. There are, in fact, hundreds of millions of gradations of each of these 4 types of human beings, and how will they react to inner dimensions of Torah designed not only to unshackle their minds, but our minds as well? So I hope you're tuning in, or you will tune in via the Blessed Archive version. And PS, please note, this show is designed, excuse me, excuse me for that. Please note that this show is designed for those who believe that the Most High Creator blesses every human being with a divine image to the exclusion of no one born in the past. Being born as you read this promo or hear this promo from my lips, will be born in the future. And if you don't believe what is written in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, sorry to say this show might not be for you. You need to look someplace else. But if you are interested in learning more about these matters and do believe what's written in Genesis 1:27, welcome for the next almost 50 minutes or less. So here we go, Blessed Souls. By the way, if anyone wants to join the international community of the 12 tribes of Israel, we shall be reading from Parshas Shmini this coming Shabbat, which is in the book of Leviticus, Sefer Vayikra, chapter 9, verse 1, and concluding at chapter 11, verse 47. And from the Haftarah, we will be reading from the book of Samuel, number 2, chapter 6, verses 1 through 19, where we learn how David HaMelech, King David, danced joyously before the Aron HaKodesh, the Ark of the Covenant, as it was being brought to its rightful place. And Blessed Souls, we want to share with you that our intentions are hopefully coming with a certain kavanah, which is a reflection of whatever sincerity we can generate from a conscious and subconscious level, and our wishes and blessings for all that all human hearts should truly desire, a yuchod elyon hazeh, this higher union. And there needs to be, hopefully, revealed within our consciousness, the obligation of our heart expressing some sort of great love, ahava rabba, to the Almighty, to the exclusion of everything else. Yes, when we can do that, it's not a contradiction that we can also share in the brotherhood of the human family experience with love and compassion and kindness. But when we're supercharged with this great love of the Most High, and to seek which is gratifying unto Him, not from the perspective of superego, that's a little bit too constricted for me, but according to the teachings of eternal Torah, and not for the sake of trying to just merely satiating our own soul, which thirsts for the Most High, but rather an ideal as portrayed in chapter 41 of the seminal work Tanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. It is an ideal to be like a son who strives for the sake of his mother and father, who this son's great love of his mother and father is more than the love of his own body and soul. And nevertheless, although most of us, and including myself, have not reached this level of consciousness, we should try to habituate ourselves in this kavanah, this intent. For though it might not be in our heart yet perfectly and completely embedded and revealed and feeding us from a subconscious level from within our heart and our blessed minds as it configures with our divine image, our Tzelem Elokim, still hopefully we will be aroused to have a longing in our heart for the true love of the true Creator. Because somewhere deep inside of us, blessed souls, if you go to Psalms 27, verse 8, King David talks about this matter, our hearts generally desire at some level to only love the Creator to the extent that will empower us, empower the nation of Israel, empower all the children of Noah to do whatever is the will of the Creator. And when this type of yuchud, this type of ratzon amiti of a human being is to seek the higher union in a spiritual space in the creation called Atzilut, the world of intellect, it can in fact be produced by a stimulus from below, by hearing words which are sincere, carrying out actions which are sincere, praying with sincerity. Therefore, the unification, the yuchud of the essence, the etzem neshama, is then unshackled as it relates to us down here, soul and body, to be absorbed properly as it is in its source, because it's getting a message from us down here to be absorbed into the Or Hashem, the light of Hashem. And the light of the Creator comes down for us in various gradations, clothed in Torah and Mitzvot. And our soul can actually empower us to be occupied, for by which we can come to experience in our lifetimes an evidence for others, not by preaching it, but by living it, to be actually one with the Creator and what He desires of us, and beam that consciousness out into the creation, whether aware of it or not. And for this reason also, we understand that Torah and mitzvahs are united with the Holy One, blessed be He, with the source of the Etzem HaNeshama, which is called Shekhinah, and levels of Shekhinah, which fill all the worlds and encompass all the worlds. And I'm just plucking a little bit from chapter 41. Tanya blessed souls, as a preface, and I thought that was fitting, following the sincere efforts of Yosef Karduna with his Shir Malos, chapter 121 from Psalms, from Na'im Zmirot Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel. Now, blessed souls, there are four general models of human beings, and I plucked this out from a teaching from Tefillah Kol Shana, prayers for the whole year, from a prayer book which has many Hasidic teachings by Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi. I'm not directly translating, but I picked up some nuggets and trying to embellish it that we should understand it on day-to-day human experience levels. There are four general models of human beings who have endured via the vice and subterfuge of other human beings to our great pain, i.e. negative influences under the covert and sometimes overt evil bondage of the human family experience since the beginning of the human experience, experiencing any type of mental, physical, spiritual, emotional type of exile from true actualization. So these four categories are actually mentioned in Psalms, and maybe some of you will note where they are or know them, and you can share this consciousness by looking in and then sharing it and showing it to other people. The first category of human beings are called Hanoflim, the fallen ones. These are human beings who begin life, allegorically speaking, on the floor, to our great pain, and of course to their great pain as well. These Nophilim, these fallen ones, are oppressed by societal, political, or economic conditions beyond their control. They were born into unfavorable circumstances, and they feel helpless and downtrodden. The second general category of human beings are called Hakafufim, the bent-over ones. These are human beings who begin life with a sense of being forced to assume emotional, intellectual, spiritual outlooks, alien to their divine image, Tzelem Elokim actualization. They sense something is not right, yet they lack the means of properly perceiving and interpreting divine images. Beaming down to them from the highest of highs to this lowest of all creation, the earth, which is so blessed by being the lowest of the various worlds of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite creator, may be blessed. And while these divine images are being beamed down to them, or beamed from within them, or being shared with them from other human beings, or vegetative life, inanimate life, their sensitivities in their attempt to open them up are quelled, suppressed, by unfortunately those as close as their own family members, friends, and greater communities. So they're freer than the first category, Hanoflim, because those are generally people who are born into very fascist, economic, societal, political conditions. This second group has a little more freedom from a societal perspective, but when they try to seek themselves, who they really are in the creation, they are dissuaded by those closer to them and their greater community. Then we have the Asurim, which perhaps is the worst of all the categories, because they've been born into situations where they're not oppressed in fascist political economic conditions. They are not dissuaded by their friends, families, and greater communities. These type of human beings, blessed souls, begin life with a distorted sense. Well, some of it is fed by their environment, but they embellish that distorted perception of life and then start to add on to those distortions and internalize their distortions. And their essential distortion is that what they perceive and what they internalize, and therefore that what they propagate, is that only what the physical eye can see is all that the inner eye of their heart's intellect can meditate upon, thereby producing an effect, merely just delight in the physical pleasures of this world, and that they exclude the idea of any other type of accessible pleasure. And not only that, they don't acknowledge, because they are so blinded and sunken into their fleshly desires, that they deny the plausibility of being in other world other than the world that they perceive, truly imprisoned within the fetters of their mind, excuse me, and their stuffed hearts. Excuse me. The fourth category are Harevim, the starving ones. These human beings long for closeness to the Creator. It's a pretty good way of starting out life. They were raised in a fairly spiritual atmosphere, a fairly free society. The economic and political situations are quite favorable. And what they understand, or even these categories of human beings, the Revim, the starving ones, can even come to misunderstand, as we can all come to understand any concept, even when it's placed on a silver platter of of elucidation. What they understand or even misunderstand about the Creator and the divine instruction is at some level negated because they have a thirst. They're starving, they're hungry, they're ravenous, they desire to come closer. And they never feel fully satiated by whatever new horizon of opportunity for spiritual, intellectual, emotional actualization opens up for them. even when they experience freshly developed waves crashing upon the sparkling beach of existential consciousness. Now, listen to these four types of human beings. And again, the Re'evim is something that is an ideal. However, these four general types of human beings that I've humbly suggested and presented to your blessed ears, minds, and hearts, blessed souls, each type is not set in stone. It's not a static paradigm for each of these general four types of human beings. There's actually, it includes within each paradigm or each type of human being, millions, if not hundreds of millions, who fit into these categories with unique gradations. And not only that, within these four general paradigms, types of human beings, they can borrow from each other. A person can start as a starving one and wind up as an imprisoned one. A person can start as a bent over one and wind up as a starving one. A person can start as a starving one and wind up as a fallen one. It's all according to our merit, our blessings, and what we are truly seeking in life. Mashenkin, on the other hand, if we of Israel and of the children of Noah choose to shoulder even on the most microcosmic level of responsibility towards sharing Torah instruction, may it be that we wish to arouse within each general type, as I just mentioned, a hope, a tikvah, an expectancy, a ratzon, a desire, a oneg, a delight, a more flexible type of consciousness. And at this point in time, blessed souls, I just want to remind everyone that there's a, in a brief salient, yet hopefully for those of those whose hearts are open, hopefully my heart is open and your heart is open listening in, I want to share with you right now a spiritually dense molecular concept which is applicable to this moment, the 24th of Nisan, 5,773 years, blazing and grazing into the creation, corresponding to April 4th, 2013, that the Hebrew calendar month that we find ourselves in is called Chodesh Agula, the month of redemption. And I'm going to be plucking now from a Hasidic Maamar that was delivered almost 47 years ago. This coming Shabbat, it will be 47 years b'shleimuto, in a complete fashion. Shabbos Mevorchim Iyar, Parsha Shmini, by the Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Schusi Yogan Aleno, may his merits protect us. And the Rebbe extracted out that from the Talmudic tractate, the oral Torah traditions of Rosh Hashanah, which deals with the concept of the new year, the Hebrew calendar, the Hebrew lunar calendar, in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, our Israelite sages taught us, quote, during Nisan, Israel was redeemed. In the future, Israel will be redeemed, which is right now, blessed souls, impotential actualization. Parenthetically speaking, blessed souls, if we of Israel can be blessed this moment, and we pray for this, and we hope others are praying for us as well, can be unshackled from our internal, external, exiled conditions. Hashem Yerachem Aleinu, Hashem have mercy upon us. And we can break through mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, to activate a domino effect, which will also merit and mercifully activate universal redemptions for all nations. What a bright and shiny day that will be for all the peoples of earth, as well as our own people. Yet all of us are still oppressed by recapitulated forms of these last moments of Edomite Roman exile, which feature, unfortunately, the unworthy character traits of hatred, jealousy, and unnecessary competition. So redemption, blessed souls, not only guides us to the shores of macrocosmic parting of the Red Sea, whose historical occurrence we observed earlier this week for the 3,325th time, new personal experiences with the with awakened consciousness of the human mind, Seichel Anushi, configuring intimately with the Tzelem Elokim, new personal experiences can now crash mercifully upon such multidimensional seashores, as we all hopefully will and are preparing ourselves for the macrocosmic drying up of the Egyptian Sea and the splitting of the Euphrates River, as taught us all in the book of Isaiah, Navi Agula, the prophet of redemption, in chapter 11, verse 15, quote, Hashem will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian Sea, and he will wave his hand over the Euphrates River. With the power of his breath, he will break it into seven streams and lead the people across in dry shoes, end of quote. Again, I pluck, as you all know by now, those of you who have been listening to our humble efforts for the last couple of years, I just love to share with you inspirations, further inspirations from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which I'm now plucking from the last meal of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, Passover, 5720, 5,720 years blazing and grazing into the creation from the original man and woman, Adam and Chava, which will correspond to the solar calendar year of 1960. So we want to verbally operate from a context of contrast-compare and offer for you, within your blessed, mindful, heartful, selfful, divine image configuration, a terse discussion concerning the splitting of the Euphrates River, which will hopefully occur speedily in our days, and the historic splitting of the Red Sea, as you can review that subject of the splitting of the Red Sea by merely going back to the book of Exodus, Sefer Shemot, chapter 14, Perek Yud Dalet. The Lubavitcher Rebbe instructed us from that last meal of Passover, Pesach, in 5720, 1960, the splitting of the Red Sea was in fact a preparation for our ability as human beings to be fitting vessels to internalize the essence of the Mount Sinai experience, Har Sinai. And therefore, when Malchus Mashiach, the King Messiah, hopefully speedy in our days, reveals inner dimensions of Torah, never revealed to flesh and blood human beings, as of this point in time, from the beginning of the time of human beings, there also will be a preface, or simultaneously perhaps a simultaneous event, which will occur with the splitting of the Euphrates River into seven streams, as we mentioned before in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 15. And therefore we cry out into the creation with the greatest of joy and humility, good news, and even greater news, that with the revelation of Panimiyat Torah, inner dimensions of Torah, we shall witness, hopefully speed in our days, the prophetic blessing, teaching of David HaMelech, Psalm 66, verse 6, quote, He changed the sea into dry land through the river. They passed on foot. They were rejoiced in him, in the Creator's, adding from the Chassidic teachings, Pnim to Torah, Nismacha bo, we shall rejoice in him, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite Creator may be blessed, Atzmuso Mahuso, the essence of the Creator. Now a person might say, well, King David was perhaps talking about the splitting of the Jordan River, when Yeshua bin Nun, the person who ascended to the leadership of the 12 tribes of Israel, when the mighty Levi prophet Moshe was called upstairs to the next level of life, because the tense of this prophecy was he changed the sea into dry land, and there we rejoiced in him. It seems to be in past tense, but blessed us, that's why we have that prophecy in Isaiah 11:15 to tell us that before the full revelation of the Mashiach, as a prefatory or simultaneous human family experience, we shall see something miraculous happen to the Euphrates River as similar to what happened at the splitting of the Red Sea, and as we also learn about the splitting of the Jordan that Israel was allowed to cross over in Jericho. But whether we are discussing, blessed souls, macrocosmic concepts of prophetic teaching, one of the things that really draw the human heart to the Panimius HaTorah, the inner dimensions of Torah, blessed souls, is that Panimius HaTorah reminds us to consider the quality of the river, which is embedded so peacefully, mercifully, within our soul powers, our koyachas and neshama. In particularly the understanding within our soul, bina shabbat shenashama. As well, this river is embedded within the garments of thought for our soul, the levush neshama. So the length and width of understanding relating to the concept of a river, whose beginning stems from seminal points of wisdom, of chachma, nekudat shel chachma, these points of chachma shel Torah, wisdom of Torah, Torah wisdom, disperse into the, and manifest, get actualized into the actual allegorical and actual database of comprehensible understanding. Comprehensible understanding is accessed via thought, machshava, a.k.a. a soul garment, a unique soul garment. That which is closest to the neshama, the soul, closer than the garments of speech and action. Therefore we ask you, blessed souls, to contemplate and ask yourselves, why is Danzus Yogudman on Blog Talk Radio conjuring up the words rooted in the inner dimension of Torah that we do have, that we can understand, and are blessed to understand, this idea of the river of understanding, the river of thought, which is so much important parcel of our living experiences from the time we were in our mother's womb until our last breath on this living earth. And we continue to experience the river of understanding and river of thought even when we go up to the next level of life, emanating from inner dimensions of Torah, blessed souls. Bina is also known as HaBen Yud Kei, because in the Hebrew word of Bina, Beis, or Beit, Yud, Nun and Hei, are two words, Ben, Beis, Nun, and Yud and Kei, or Yud and then pause Hei. The first two letters of the ineffable name of the four-letter name of the Most High. Bina is also, according to Panimia Torah, crowned with this extremely intense term called Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, just like the High Priest of Israel was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies once a year on the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But here every day, blessed souls, we can access the Holy of Holies within our blessed minds when we understand that actually our wisdom and our understanding as it relates to the powers of our soul are the Holy of Holies, a place of mercies which can elicit not just mercies upon ourselves, but the rest of creation, according to those of us in our immediate surrounding and more encompassing environments. So therefore, we stop to consider the concept of osios ha-machashava, the letters of thought. These letters of thought serve as a potent means diversifying one's comprehensible understanding via different thought patterns, widening out one's comprehensiveness patterns, the patterns of one's comprehensions, seminal points of wisdom, chokhma, located within the chamber of bina / understanding, nekuda behechala. Now, despite wisdom protecting one's understanding, without one's thoughts, the osios ha-machshava, both our wisdom and our understanding, our chachma and bina, blessed souls, are not accessible. Because chachma and bina unto themselves, as a pure, pristine revelation of soul powers within our brain, are still too pristine. Unto themselves, they are too oscillating for we to perceive within our thought process, if we have no thought process to try to access them, as garments. Chachma and Bina, wisdom and understanding, are too absorbed in constant action and reaction. And with this we see eliciting as well emotional plasticity is not only possible within generation of intellect, which in and itself, seichel, intellect, is a byproduct, a bechein, an offspin of his hitbonenus, inner understanding, analysis, meditation, contemplation, experiences. And the more one can be his bonen, be meditating, contemplating, engaging in analysis of Torah concepts, getting inner understanding, accompanied by becoming aware of an abundance of factual elucidations, we can start to access and bring about our own unique interpretations, which should not undermine what we've learned, but actually in order to basically bring it down more to home to ourselves, to be able to recapitulate the same teaching in our own unique words, but not deviate from the essence of the teaching. Accompanying that and empowering us are an abundance of letters of thought, emotional plasticity, flexibility, broadness, elevation, becomes actualized through our letters of thought. Each person, according to his or her merits, efforts and blessing from above and via guidance from the righteous of creation, our righteous teachers who come in each and every generation, who guide us with love and compassion. When Seichel Atzmi is Meir Amoichen Shalana, when essential intellect illuminates upon our blessed minds, it's not yet possible to reveal the virtues of emotional actualization. His bonus, as we mentioned before, Torah true meditation, analysis, inner understanding, proactively serves to conceal, paradoxically, the seminal points of wisdom, Nekuda Shel Chachma, which allows, as mentioned before, the revelation of rectified emotional consciousness. So too, with the increased dispersion of the river of thought, a Nahar Shel Makshava, Bina, the river of understanding, Bina, the Ben Yud, pause, Hey, the Ben Yud K, the Son of the Most High, being activated within ourselves, which also is relating to a woman as well. The further the source, meaning the more we try to seek to break through in our understanding, and the more we try to break through and increasing the means by which our thoughts are engaged in trying to process and drizzle down into them the pristine unifications of Chochmah and Bina, wisdom and understanding, actually the source of our understanding, is which is called the Mayan, the wellspring, becomes concealed. However, that concealment of the Mayan, of the source of our Chochmah and Bina, of our wisdom and understanding, while it might start to appear to become secondary, meaning the source of what we're drawing from, in actuality, we're pulling from, we're suckling from way beyond that Mayan. We're going way beyond the wellspring of wisdom because we're suckling from the source of where that wisdom, which became accessible to us, came from. So in fact, we can merit, and we are empowered by the tzaddikim, the righteous of the generations, including our own generation. We can actually be assisted, and through our own endeavors, again, everyone according to their own level, to elicit from the source of the wisdom, the Mayan, the wellspring that's feeding our oscillating consciousness of Chochmah Bina, blessed souls. It's called the Stima, Satima, to call Stimin, the concealment of all concealments. And therefore, from the original wellspring that we were feeding into our revealed wisdom and understanding within the powers of our soul, we can actually access what is known as Mayim Chaim, the living waters. Those living waters are also associated with Panimiyat Torah, the inner dimension of Torah, that we of Israel so greatly desire and have been imprisoned over, and we have been bent over, and we have fallen down so many times during the past 1,943 plus years since the destruction of the Second Temple. And we have been starved to the to the brink of almost giving up our hopes and dreams. We almost gave up various times in our history the existential sense of now, of past, present, and future. But the tzaddikim, with the blessings of the Most High, have always come at the right time, called Dvar Be'ito, every matter in its proper time, to revive us, to hopefully now that we bring come to this seminal point in time in Chodesh HaGeula, the month of redemption, as our Israelite sages, with the Ruach HaKodesh, with the divine inspiration, have instructed us, just as we were redeemed in this month of Nisan, which is encapsulated in the Passover observance, Chag HaPesach. So too we shall be, hopefully, speaking this right now, be redeemed via the agency of the Most High's blessings and empowerment of our righteous Mashiach, as I mentioned before, and I'll never tire of saying until the Mashiach comes, blessed souls, until our Arishal Yehuda, line of Jews, shall roar out Torah Chadasha, Mi'ito Teitzei. He will roar out dimensions of Torah that have never been revealed, even to the mighty Levite Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our prophet, our Levite prophet, who set the captives free over 3,225 years ago, and hopefully speeding our days, not just for the children of Israel, but for all, Kol Be'olam, Kol the inhabitants of the world. And hopefully in a matter of Ahava Chad, one love, Gorel Chad, one destiny, L'Kulano, for all of us. But Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, Darchi Nom, in a pleasant way. So we want to conclude our humble efforts and remind everyone, hopefully, next Sunday night, I haven't programmed it yet, but hopefully we'll be putting it into the Blessed Blog Talk radio computer system today or tomorrow to do a show from either 8 o'clock to 9:30 Sunday night or 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hopefully, stay tuned. And for those of you on Facebook, I'll try to send you a link. And I just want to remind you, blessed souls, before we sign off with a beautiful song, which I'll talk about in a moment, please do not overestimate the negativities within yourself. And please don't underestimate the good within yourself, because the Most High wants you to do good. He's the source of all good. And you've got to be good because you have a Tzelem Elohim. We're going to close our blessed souls with a song called Finally Here. I've played the musical version. Again, I'm playing the a cappella version, which was composed and performed by Ari Goldwag, who I believe lives out in Beit Shemesh in Eretz Israel. And I believe his son, Moshe Dov Goldwag, begins the song, and Rav Goldwag concludes the song. So this, again, this is Donzos Yagumi, wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoy this song. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the fact that you have the knowledge of knowing. You have a Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream. Divine image is no dream. Blessed souls. Please share it with another one. Person that you feel would be helped. And even if they don't know why they'll be helped by learning this, the fact that just interfacing with this idea that they have a divine image will hopefully help them go from strength to strength. Here is Finally Here by Ari Goldwag featuring his beloved son, Moshe Dov Goldwag. Take care, everyone.
Too later when the business news is done. Find the desire, the love deep inside.